It's 8:06 on Radio National Breakfast. There was a time when we were told drinking alcohol was actually good for you. A glass of red wine a day was just the thing to ward off heart disease, not to mention all those antioxidants in a glass and a half of red wine to help fight off other nasties. Then in 2009, the National Health and Medical Research Council reduced the safe drinking guidelines for men from 4 to 2 drinks a day. Now, a paper in the Medical Journal of Australia suggests the party should be cancelled altogether, folks. In terms of cancer, there is no safe level of drinking. It's a sober warning, given many people aren't even aware there is a proven link between cancer and alcohol. Professor Ian Olver is CEO of the Cancer Council of Australia and co-author of this article in the Medical Journal of Australia. Ian, good morning. Welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. Thank you.
How many cancers in this country can be attributed to alcohol? Do we have a figure for that?
We do. It's just over 5,000, or about 5% of our cancers each year that can be attributed to alcohol.
That's an awful lot of cancers.
Well, it is, but the more worrying thing is that we used to know about alcohol and liver cancer or head and neck cancer. They were fairly rare cancers, but in these latest figures, we have strong links to breast cancer and to bowel cancer, and they're very common, so they'll impact a lot of the population.
And strong links, all right. I mean, the research suggests that nearly a quarter of breast cancers are linked to, caused by, I don't know how strongly you can put it, alcohol.
Well, that's right. So it's a risk factor for about just over 20% of breast cancers. But, of course, the good news is it's one of those modifiable lifestyle factors. So unlike genes, which you can't do much about, you can actually make some choices to reduce your risk by reducing alcohol consumption.
Sure, it's good news in that sense. Bad news in the sense that if the message doesn't get through, a lot of people will be endangered. But when we talk about a link between, say, breast cancer and alcohol, does it depend on the consumption levels? Is there a safe consumption level?
Well, with alcohol, the research has shown that the actual risk starts from zero and just goes up with increasing drinking. Having said that, we think that the NHMRC recommendation of 2 standard drinks a day probably puts you at such low risk that it's not unreasonable, given that you have to balance all these things out. And as you said, there is some data about red wine and heart disease that being perhaps beneficial, although that's getting weaker as we're following
it. Yeah, I'll come back to that in a moment, because I think that is an important thing to talk about. But the 2 standard drinks a day, is that the safe level for men or men and women?
Well, the NHMRC have actually talked about it with both men and women, so they've made it simple and said 2 standard drinks a day for everyone.
Bowel cancer is the new one appearing on this list. There hasn't been solid evidence linking to alcohol intake. What's the evidence now, and what are the statistics here?
Well, the statistics are about 7%. The link is strongest with men with bowel cancer, but there's still emerging evidence that it's probably going to be about the same with women as well. So it's a very definite risk factor for a very common cancer.
Very strong links between alcohol and the incidence of mouth, pharynx and larynx cancer, 41%, and the esophagus, 51%. So mouth and throat. Why does drinking alcohol cause cancer? Do we know that?
Well, in that case, it's probably direct damage to the cells, because you can damage the genetic material in the centre of the cells, and that triggers off cancer. And with head and neck cancers, it's usually both alcohol and smoking together that give you a very high chance of triggering off a cancer.
And, of course, we know the links. We know the combination of smoking and cancer. I think alcohol is new for most of us thinking about this. But if you're drinking and smoking, is the risk, you know, intensified, turbocharged?
Yeah, look, it is. And particularly in diseases like head and neck cancer, adding the cigarettes doesn't just add it. It increases it several times, the risk that if you're just doing one or the other. So it's a concern there, and both of those are lifestyle choices.
Now, I can't tell you how surprised I was when I saw this research last night on the news. I mean, it was news to me that there was really any list between cancer and drinking, let alone such an intense risk. How does it fit with the messages that I think a lot of us have taken in, that, you know, a single glass or a glass and a half of red wine a day is actually good for you, good for your cardiovascular health?
Look, the Heart Foundation have taken pains to say that although there has been some evidence about that, it's not something that they recommend in order to ensure a healthy heart, given the other risks of other diseases. But you're quite right that in a survey done by Cancer Council Victoria, only 9% of people recognised there was any link between alcohol and cancer. So we've clearly got to get the message out there because it's something that people can do to reduce their risk of cancer.
So you have to get the message out there, but you have to make sure the message is right and not too alarmist. And I mean, in some senses, this is alarmist. 22% of breast cancers have a link to alcohol, is the finding, for instance. But to keep it in perspective, you're not suggesting that we all have to, if we all drink at all, we are all in great danger of getting cancer.
Oh, not at all. And that's why we're saying, look, the NH and MRC are probably, all things being equal, have given relatively good advice that a couple of standard drinks a day makes risk very minimal of all sorts of diseases, and that would be a reasonable yardstick to go by. But the concern is people are drinking considerably more than that, and particularly if they have other risk factors of cancer, and they may like to know that they can actually reduce their risk by just cutting down the drinking.
Yeah, and in that sense, it's good news, this research, because it's a way cancer can, the incidence of cancer can be lowered. The tobacco industry didn't take too well to the notion or research indicating a link between tobacco and cancer. How do you think the alcohol industry is going to respond to this research, or is responding already to the fledgling research on this?
Well, I think that they haven't said very much about it, but the research itself, which is done internationally, it's very difficult to argue with those figures. It's what is done about them. I mean, when we start saying, well, perhaps we should put warning labels on alcohol, that's when we'll see the industry have something to say about it.
All right, Ian, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Professor Ian Olver, CEO of the Cancer Council of Australia. And the Cancer Council's position statement on drinking is in the latest Medical Journal of Australia. Have a look at it online or some of those news reports, because it's an important message for all of us. It's 8:13.